Hello and welcome to the On Record podcast. I'm your host, Ujwala.
मार्च रविवार को सुबह 7 बजे से रात 9 बजे तक सभी देशवासियों को जनता कर्फ्यू का पालन करना है।
A year ago, India saw the first nationwide curfew. It was followed by a sudden lockdown for many weeks. We learnt about the SARS-CoV-2 virus as we adapted ourselves to masking, social distancing, and hygiene. And after many phases of unlocking and living the new normal, the vaccine arrived. With that, we thought it's the beginning of the end of the pandemic. But the recent rise in the number of COVID-19 cases makes us brace for a second wave. As of 22nd March 2021, India has recorded over 46,000 new cases, which is the highest single-day spike since November 20th of 2020. So why are the number of cases increasing? In the past few months, we saw the schools reopen, theatres functioning in full capacity, and all kinds of social gatherings where COVID-appropriate behaviour was not followed. And experts believe this is the problem.
People are getting relaxed. They are not following COVID-related norms. They are not behaving COVID-appropriate. They are not following COVID-appropriate manner.
Dr. Vineet Kumar is a scientist at the National Institute of Epidemiology.
So nowadays, especially in Maharashtra, in many states of the country, where restaurants and bars have been opened after a long time, schools and colleges are open, and we observe that the carrier of infection maybe from that cluster, maybe from hospitals, maybe from schools. They come to at their home, and this may be a reason that they can infect other people also. So behavior related issue is main concern.
Maharashtra, Kerala, Punjab, Karnataka, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh account for 83% of the new infections. Maharashtra has the highest number of daily cases at over 60%. So, why are some states hit harder than others? There are diverse opinions among the experts regarding this.
As far as Maharashtra is concerned, in terms of new cases have been found, number of airports are more as in Maharashtra as compared to other states. So, more domestic flights are in operation. So, people movement are more in Maharashtra. This may be one reason. Second reason, I have told you that pubs and bars and malls have been opened. And second thing, people are not behaving COVID-appropriate manner.
While carelessness and lack of COVID-appropriate behavior might be one reason, other experts say a particular gene called ACE2 is responsible for the increase in number of cases in Maharashtra.
Frequency of the ACE2 gene, which is responsible for giving us protection, is released into Maharashtra state.
Gyaneshwar Chaube is a professor at the Banaras Hindu University.
One thing which we know about SARS-CoV-2, because SARS-CoV-2 is the mechanism, we know that this is affecting a gene, ACE2 gene, and this gene is the vehicle for the SARS-CoV-2 to the human body.
Okay.
So this is working as a gateway for SARS-CoV-2 to enter to the human body.
For those of you who do not understand biology like me, Dr. Chaube explains like this.
Everybody has this gene. So let us understand like this. So all the people in the world, they have these genes. There is no like they don't have or they have, somebody has this gene or somebody doesn't have this gene. Okay. Everybody has this gene, but there are few polymorphism, few mutations which are present into this gene, which is making this virus to enter into the host more difficult than normal way.
Okay.
So, for example, like if somebody has to enter into some house, there is a gate, okay? And when this gate is simple, somebody can just go inside the gate without any obstacle. But let's say if this gate is barred or there are some more zigzag way to enter to this house. So it would be difficult for that person to enter to the house. So this is the same way that difficulty to enter into the human body is only 30% among Maharashtra population.
Okay.
Whereas in northeastern India, it is 80 to 100%. It is most difficult for the virus to enter into the human body. If person is from northeastern part of India, like the seven sister states.
Okay.
But if person is from Maharashtra, the chances is much more higher that it will easily enter to the body of that person.
Links to articles on ACE2 are in the description box. Do check it out if you would like to know more on this. Now, it also makes us wonder if any variant strain is causing this rise in number of cases. India has detected variant strains from the UK, Brazil, and South Africa so far. These variants are said to be more contagious and they can also reinfect people who were earlier infected with the SARS-CoV-2 virus. But the contribution of these variants to the rise in number of cases have not been ascertained yet. But unlike a year ago, we have vaccines, which experts say can also help us fight the variants of COVID-19. Indian government has approved two vaccines, the Covishield manufactured by Serum Institute of India and Covaxin made by Bharat Biotech. So far, over 4 crore people have received the first dose of the vaccination and over 78 lakh people have received both the doses. But experts say there is a need to speed up the vaccination process to curb the growing number of new cases.
We can give vaccine for more exposed people, then it would be good. So what we can do? We can do increase the centers where vaccination takes place. So we can increase the number of centers, and we need to enhance the vaccination policy so that the number of cases, new cases, can be in controlled situation.
While vaccines are crucial in fighting the pandemic, we are facing a problem of vaccine wastage. The national average of vaccine wastage is at 6.5%. A report by Indian Express explains that inadequate planning of sessions, that is, if a vial contains doses for 10 people and only 3 turn up, 7 doses can go wasted. And also, inadequate training, where vaccinators are withdrawing less than 10 doses from each vial, leaving the remaining to go waste, as reasons for vaccine wastage. Another challenge in the vaccination drive is vaccine hesitancy. A lot of people are still skeptical about getting the shot, but experts urge us to get vaccinated as soon as possible.
There is no such serious side effects are reported. Okay. Yes, in any vaccination, not in COVID vaccine only, in any vaccination, you may feel a little pain on the site of the vaccination.
Yes.
And suppose in hand, if you are taking, then you may feel. And second, there may be a mild fever. Okay? Mm-hmm. And in some cases, it has been reported that some headache and upset stomach, but these all should be recovered within 24 hours of vaccination. And the other benefit of vaccination is that in case, if after vaccination, in worst situation or in worst scenario, if again you have been infected, then there is very less probability that you will go to the ICU or you can get severe illness. You're getting the point.
Yes.
So there is less problem. So there are two benefits. You may develop immunity, and second is, if in one situation, if you get again COVID, if you will be COVID positive, then there are less chances that you will develop severe disease or severe illness.
Given that over 4 crore people have at least taken one shot of the vaccine and over 1 crore 16 lakh people have already been infected with COVID-19, how far is India from achieving herd immunity? At least 70% of the population needs to have antibodies against the virus to develop herd immunity.
To get the herd immunity, we need at least 70% of the people to have this immunity against the virus. So why don't we make a strong movement for vaccinating those people?
In India, that means 91 crore people should have antibodies against COVID-19, either through naturally developed antibodies after an infection or through a vaccine.
If our government makes a huge movement to make people vaccinated quickly, then it could be done just in a couple of months.
Mm.
But if the speed goes something like which has been done like a week back, like just 100,000, even 1 million people per day, so it would go like 2 to 3 years.
It seems like we have a long way to go before we end the pandemic. But as we move on with our lives in the new normal, we must remember that we are still amidst a pandemic and take the necessary precautions. Thank you for listening to the On Record podcast. Our next episode will be out in a week. You can connect with us on Twitter @OnRecordPodcasts. We'll be back soon.